Dial pad guest line, Terrell Owens, joining us for his weekly conversation. Joe Lowe and Dibs, I'm Jim Cozumel. In for Joe, who has the time off. And T.O., thanks for joining us here on the holiday week. I hope it's going well for you. You want to start? Go ahead.
Yeah.
You want to ask him? Go ahead.
Absolutely. Hey, T.O., what's up, my brother? How you doing?
I'm good, man.
Good.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys.
Oh,
thank you.
To you. Gee, when you're looking at this Niners defense and everyone talking about how great they are, we see in this front four might be the best in football, especially with the rotation and the depth. If you're Baltimore, you know coaches, bulletin board material. How's that defense? You see them third, but no one's really talking about them. How do you think they're going to use that as motivation to get ready for this Niner team?
I mean, number one, they have to respect them. I think to be a number one defense, it's well-deserved. When you talk about Nick Bosa and what they're doing in the secondary and the way they're creating havoc with Buckner and all the stunts that they're doing up front, they're executing the game plan. I mean, I guarantee you right now Aaron Rodgers is still seeing flashbacks of those guys from that game the other night. I mean, it was unbelievable how fast they were getting back there in the backfield. They were in the backfield probably more so than the other Aaron was.
Aaron Jones.
You're right, Aaron Jones. I mean, it was unbelievable to see those guys come off the ball. I mean, you would have thought that it was like they were coming off a bye or something. Like they had fresh legs. They were lively. Again, to hold their offense to a total of 198 yards, dude, that's insane. And I think obviously the defense, that they have, I mean, right now, I mean, it's comparable to one of the top defenses, I mean, that has ever been established, you know, within the Niner organization with the way that they're flying off the ball. Just to sit there and watch them operate, it just shows you that, number one, management has done a great job of putting those pieces together. You think about where they were last year around this time and where they are this year. This game this weekend, honestly, could be a preview of the Super Bowl. I mean, obviously, barring any major injuries to both teams, to any of their key players, this could definitely be a Super Bowl preview, no doubt.
Both with significant hurdles ahead, including potential championship game scenarios. But when you're watching that game last night, T.O., and you're seeing Lamar Jackson getting loose and Mark Ingram gashing the defense with the run and Jackson throwing five touchdown passes, how scared should the Niners defense be watching that display last night on Monday night?
I don't think they're scared. They're gonna welcome the challenge. When you're confident as a defense as I feel that they are, there's nothing about being scared. That's for a fan perspective. That's a fan narrative. That's what people say in the streets. I know being in a locker room, being a player, that's not something that comes across your psyche that, you know, or people talk about in the locker room about being scared. You welcome the challenge. If they feel that Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens are the number one team, then you welcome that. And I guarantee you, Richard Sherman and those guys, especially in the defensive secondary, they know they have a tall task ahead of them. But what they're going to have to do is really create some pressure. They're going to close down those lanes. They know and they saw last night that this guy, I mean, he operated last night like it was 7-on-7. not only, again, he executed the game plan. His balls were spot on. Their defense last night looked like the Swiss cheese. And Lamar Jackson, he was the big rat because he was eating it up.
How important is it going to be for Jimmy G to take care of the ball on the road in a hostile environment, take care of the ball, playing against a defense that doesn't seem too shabby themselves?
That's key. That's number one. I mean, I think obviously Jimmy G, he obviously has some turnovers that he wishes he could get back. He knows that, you know, for the position that he holds, he has to take care of the ball. The offense as in total, there can't be any balls bouncing off guys' hands, ricocheting and as you said, the defensive secondary of the Baltimore Ravens, they are not shabby by any means. Headed, with a guy like Earl Thomas looming back there in the secondary. You got Marcus Peters, He's chomping at the bit, so he's trying to prove himself, establish himself as one of the top corners in the league. But that's one thing in order to win games, especially you going into a matchup like this when you have two good teams, you know, one with a great offense, you know, one with a great defense. But the Niners' offense, they will be fueled by what they do on defense. And so if they can give Jimmy G some short field, and what Jimmy has to do is execute, just like Lamar Jackson did last night. He took advantage of opportunity. He has to put the ball where it needs to be. The guys has, you know, the receivers that are going to be out there, they have to catch the ball. This is not to put any added pressure on those guys, but I'm sure those coaches are letting those guys know, hey, everybody's going to have to step up and play. Every play is going to be critical, especially when you have two great teams that are going to be matched up this weekend.
T.O. with us for his weekly visit, 95.7 The Game, Joe Lowe and Dibs. We saw George Kittle come back for the 49ers, and he's fighting through injuries. A lot of guys are fighting through injuries. What is it like at this stage of the season? You're looking at week 13 of the year. What's it like to battle through the injuries to prepare yourself for up until now, this is going to be the biggest game of the year for the 49ers on Sunday.
I mean, everybody's banged up at this point, this juncture of the year. It just depends on how well you take care of your body, how you manage your injuries. You got to do all the necessary things to take care of yourself to be prepared on Sunday. That's why, again, you know, I don't think there's a load management thing here in the National Football League. But throughout the course of the week, you have to do the necessary things to get yourself ready and be healthy as you can on Sunday. So I'm sure these guys, you know, on Monday, Tuesdays, they're getting off their feet. They're in the training rooms, getting the ice tub, the bath, things of that nature to have themselves ready. But Kittle, obviously, like I said, you know, out a couple of weeks with injuries, everybody is banged up at this juncture of the year. I'm sure Lowe can tell you this time of the year, anybody saying that they're 100%, they're telling the tale. So there's no excuse. You just got to fight through it. It's part of the game. And, hey, you just got to be ready. You got to fight through it.
Terrell Owens here on 95.7 The Game. The Niner game against Baltimore will be a 10 o'clock Pacific time, 1 o'clock Eastern time start. What was it like for you when you had to go from the West Coast out to the East Coast and play a game at 1 o'clock local time? Is it really that big of a deal?
No, really, to be honest, I tried to psych myself out to thinking that I was back home. You know, when I was a little kid playing football with the guys, you know, playing throw it up and tackle. I mean, sometimes those games were played in the morning time around noon or what have you. So you maybe sometimes, you know, you have to play tricks with yourself. I'm like, hey, this is just like backyard football back in the old days or back in your younger days. So, I mean, it's, you know, it's one of those things, you know, everybody has a time adjustment at some point during the course of the season or not. You just got to be ready. Hey, when that bell rings, you got to be ready, just like a fight. And there's no ifs, ands, buts about it. It's time. It's go time.
No question, T.O. You're absolutely right. You talked about this game, and I'm too with you. I'm in the same church, same pew, that this could be a preview of the Super Bowl. This team, Lamar Jackson and his Ravens and the Niners. What, in your opinion, who wins this game? I just think that it's tough to go on the road. And find a way to win this game. I think it's going to be a tough game, tough sledding. I have Baltimore, Harbaugh's tough nosed coach. Both these coaches are good coaches. I have
you're leading the witness now.
No, I'm not asking what he's. I'm not trying to lead him. T.O., I'm just trying to be real, bro. These guys are on me hard today.
You ain't enemy territory.
I know.
Yeah,
hey,
he is, T.
Hey, I know. Hey, I'm just. I, they get mad at me. The text line, T.O., oh, no, you're crazy. You're an idiot. When I be saying, I'm like, look, last night, my co-host, all my guys, they said the Rams win that game. Oh, it's a tough spot for Baltimore. I took Baltimore last night. It's you can't, when you're pass rush, T.O., and you know this, when you got speed rushers and they get upfield, they create lanes for the quarterback. You look at the teams that the Niners struggled against. Let me lay this out for you. You think about a team over in Arizona. What does Kyler Murray do? Look at the first time. Okay, they said, oh, they got lucky. The second time, They Arizona it was closer to them beating them. Look at Russell Wilson. These mobile quarterbacks, they have nullified the rush because of the fact now you got to stay in your lanes. You can't speed rush. If you do, these type of quarterbacks will hurt you. And Lamar Jackson is something that we haven't seen probably since the Michael Vick days. So I look at this team, the home team, I got them winning, T.O. That's why. That's my reason why.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to go against the grain with you a little bit on this. Because I've watched, you know, some of these games, and they constantly put the camera on Robert Saleh, the defensive coordinator for the 49ers.
Sure.
Let me tell you something. He is not an idiot. He understands what a dynamic player that Lamar Jackson is. He understands the nature of his defensive front. He knows that they're going to get upfield. And he knows if they get upfield, yeah, they're going to create lanes for Lamar Jackson to get loose. Trust me, he's going to plug those holes up. They're not going to let this dude get loose. There's no way he would be an idiot to not put somebody or a spy or whatever or to plug those. Like, trust me, he's going to have a defensive plan to stop him. Will it be hard? Will it be a task? Absolutely. But he has the defensive front. He has the personnel to hopefully minimize and stop this guy. Because right now he's running away with the MVP race. There's no doubt about it. The last 2 weeks of what Lamar Jackson has displayed, and he's, trust me, he's exceeded a lot of people's expectations as far as where he is right now as a quarterback. Will it be a tall task? Will it be a challenge? Absolutely. But I guarantee you, Robert Saleh and that defensive front, they will be ready. So I'm like I said, it is going to be tough. Like I said, they're going to tip the scale. If you think about it, other people weighing in on this game because the Niners have to go on the road. As we just mentioned, it's going to be an early game. But let me tell you, those guys better, if you drink coffee, they better drink it at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock to get themselves ready. Because trust me, Lamar Jackson, those guys, they will be ready as well. So like I told you, you just chimed in with you at the same church or you at the same pew. When that bell rings, those guys better be ready. Whatever they need to do, they better do it an hour or two early to get themselves jump-started. Because, like I said, it's going to be a matchup. It's going to be a challenge. And this is – look, trust me, Richard Sherman has alluded to it. You know, if you're not on the bandwagon, if you haven't been on the bandwagon, don't jump on it now. But this is something I guarantee you internally, they're talking about it themselves. They got to prove themselves that they can win games like this, especially being on the road. But at the end of the day, they say defense wins championship. That's what I'm putting my hat on. So I'm going to ride with the Niners. And I'm not just saying it because I played with the Niners. I understand what Lamar Jackson is doing. Trust me, if Lamar Jackson, you know, finds holes in the 49er defense like he did last night, it's going to be a long flight back to Santa Clara. Trust me.
Man, it is going to be a heavyweight matchup.
It is.
Coming
it
up
is.
On Sunday, the Niners and the Ravens. I haven't seen a heavyweight matchup that intense since, say, last Thursday when I was watching First Take. Hey, T.O., what kind of feedback you get with that conversation you and Stephen A. had last week? How'd that come back at you? How'd that go?
Honestly, man, like I said, I didn't really expect a response, but I think a lot of people have, you know, given me a lot of kudos for it, and it's not that I need it, but I think, you know, as I tried to explain, you know, to Stephen A. that, you know, as a black man being, you know, sitting in the seat that he holds, that he owes it to the black community, you know, to be able to change some of the narratives and the things that are going on in this world. Like I said, I didn't, you know, it's okay. I said, it's okay to disagree, but the way that he was attacking Colin Kaepernick, I felt was unfair. So to sit in the seat that he holds and Max, you know, basically tried to come to his defense saying that, you know, Stephen A. has kind of worked his way to get to the position that he is now. He's endured a lot. There's a lot of obstacles that he had to overcome. There's a lot of hardships. But him as a black man, knowing these hardships that we as black people have to, as he had to endure or what have you, don't expect the next black man to do the same thing. You're in a seat to change that narrative. You're in a seat to change the culture, change whatever the case may be. So again, I think in the black community, we feel that there wasn't any cultural allegiance. There wasn't any black advocacy. So again, you can disagree, but the way and the manner in which he attacked Colin Kaepernick, like I said, I just felt was unjust. It was unfair, and it seemed like Max Kellerman had more clarity on the things that were transpired and happening than Stephen A. As I tried to say as well, is that, you know, when everything came about with the workout, and I think the information that Stephen A. received, he felt like he was ahead and above waters than with everybody. But he didn't realize that he had gotten some wrong information as far as that standard waiver was concerned. And I think he jumped the gun.
There you go. Good explanation. Good way to finish that one. T.O., thanks for the weekly conversation. We always love it. It's going to be a fun one coming up on Sunday. We'll regurgitate it next week when we talk to you, and we'll look ahead. But the Niners right now are sitting at 10-1. Man, they are on top of the pile. It's a good place to be for the 49ers. And, T.O., have a great Thanksgiving with you and your family.
Absolutely. You too. You guys too.